A common practice of all American social studies classes is to open a discussion amongst the students on what people refer to when they mention democracy. To a young learner, democracy may elicit ideas of political parties. To a young citizen, it's somehow connected to people or perhaps voting as well. But these fragmented truths do not reveal the whole story. Although a set definition exists, democracy has encompassed a variety of structures even within our own country. In truth, it is the evolution of our democracy, the methods by which we have continually adapted our founding principles rather than adhering to traditional ideals that formulate the hallmarks of American democracy. 18th century colonial revolutionaries envisioned a country removed from the monarchies of Great Britain with their unchecked rulers, unfair taxes, and unrepresentative approaches to government. They envisioned a haven to make one's own decisions and to have control over what happens to them. Those visions unraveled into reality as they broke away from Great Britain and became an isolated yet promising new state in the Western world. Though it proved a great struggle, our founding fathers took on the burden of designing a new system for a new country with nothing to begin with but their long-held desire to be treated fairly. Out of the fires of rebellion and from the ashes of a failed attempt at governance, rose what was then believed by many to be a blueprint for a more perfect government, the U.S. Constitution. 7 articles outlined a structure that allowed for equal power amongst federal and state governments. Its creators made sure that this document alone kept the government in check so that they would never have more power than the people. However, even under the assurances of this new constitution, we were years, decades, centuries away from perfection. People took notice that this supreme law of the land was flawed and that there was still more to be settled. First, we saw that the Constitution did not directly confirm the basic rights of American citizens. It took 2 years to add 10 amendments to constitute a Bill of Rights, and the modified system remained for only 4 more years till the 11th. It would take almost another century for the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to come around, for us to abolish slavery, for us to give the right to equal protection under the law, and give the ability for people to become citizens of America, and give the right to vote without consideration of race. It would take another 50 years for the 19th Amendment to finally grant women suffrage after endless efforts, rallies, and movements by headstrong women who were unvoiced and denied the right to vote. It would take yet another 50 years for the 26th Amendment to establish the voting age for national elections after realizing that there were young soldiers in the Vietnam War fighting for their country, dying for their country, yet denied a voice in their country. The voting age was a missing factor in the Constitution that remained overlooked for over 2 centuries, but was finally addressed to firmly assure that this right to vote cannot be denied on account of one's age. These moments of evolution persisted all throughout history and even to the present day. People saw the weaknesses of our system and took initiative to reconstruct it, to enhance it, to develop an upgraded, more representative framework of democracy. As new issues come to light, this country has proven it has the ability to adapt and to assure fairness for everyone. America was not born with the greatest or most perfect democracy. We were given a rudimentary clay mold that took years of sculpting for it to turn into a statue of representation. We are not the same country we were 2 centuries ago. Hence, we are not the same democracy we were 2 centuries ago or 100 years ago or even 30 years ago. And we most certainly will not remain the same democracy in upcoming years. In truth, the single most valuable aspect of American democracy, encompassing all of its vital strengths and conceding to its limitations, is that it is dynamic. It is ever-changing, building on itself alongside our nation's increasingly diverse and infinitely growing population. We are not trapped in the past where only the select few were content. Now our structure accommodates everyone from a young student to a high-ranking official. As this country transitions forward, we as citizens of America with drastically different views and varying cultures may take notice of issues within our written system as our ancestors did years ago. Perhaps Congress is not responsive enough to current issues, or a minority is overlooked, or perhaps your own rights are being overridden. We can take action to amend our existing principles into improved modern laws. We must continue to take these initiatives and adapt to our progressing society as we move forward, because we, the people, have the tools, the courage, and the living, breathing, growing democracy needed to form a more perfect America.